Check it out.
Hey, welcome to the Rashawn Franklin Podcast. Just a quick reaction pod to huge NBA news. James Harden is a Brooklyn Net. Crazy trade. Really a four-team trade where James Harden goes to the Nets. The Rockets get Victor Oladipo, Dante Exum, a couple guys from Brooklyn, and all Brooklyn's picks for forever. And they're all unprotected, and their pick swaps included as well. And the Pacers come away with Caris LeVert and a second-rounder. And also the Cavs get Jared Allen and Taurean Prince. So it's a huge, huge trade that had to happen after James Harden basically just called his teammates not good enough, says that they have no championship aspirations. He was basically just said, you know, this cannot happen. We can't do this. And that forced the Rockets' hand to take a deal that was probably on the table for a long time, and now it's just been completed. For the Nets, what does this mean? It means that they can now definitively say that they're the favorites for the championship. I wonder if Kyrie knew this was coming, and that was some of his reason for staying away from the team, but we'll never know, and he'll have to be comfortable with being really the third wheel here, because he's got two MVPs who are at this current point better players than him. And that's no knock to Kyrie. Kyrie's like KD calls him, a king hooper. He's a king hooper. He is really, really nice. But when you have you know, guys with the scoring ability of Harden and KD on your team, on the same floor in your lineup, it's hard for them not to assert themselves because they're just so talented. So it's going to be an interesting mesh, and it'll be interesting to see, because I'm not sure how quickly they gel, but regardless, they are the favorites for the title. So what does it do to the landscape? I think the biggest question is, you know, what does the Lakers and, you know, anybody else that feels like they're contending, you know, do to improve their roster? Now there's a big three. Now there's a bully on the block. The Lakers, who were the bully, don't seem as scary anymore when you got these guys coming, you know, to your arena. And we're gonna have the guys on tomorrow to talk a little bit more in depth about this, but I just wanted to, you know, really just talk about, you know, just a monumental trade and a monumental day. So I want to talk a little bit about Caris LeVert going to the Pacers, because that's a huge deal for them to get rid of Victor Oladipo and get back Caris LeVert. I think they gave up a first round pick as well, but they got back Caris LeVert and a second rounder. They came up. if you talk about winning the deal, obviously the Nets won the deal, but the Pacers are a close second in my opinion, because Caris LeVert is, to me, he was a good enough third star for the Nets to compete for a championship. I don't know if they would have beaten the Lakers as they were constructed with him as the third star, but he fit so well with the team. He was able to come off the bench and do what he needed to do when Kyrie and KD weren't, you know, when they were taking nights off or where they just weren't in the game. So him going to the Pacers really makes them like one of the contenders in the East. It immediately catapults them to maybe second or third in the East, in my opinion, because now you just have so many guys that can score. You, I mean, basically, Miles Turner and Malcolm Brogdon are your third and fourth best players with TJ Warren out. And they are, you know, top four. Well, definitely Miles Turner is playing like a top 4 to 5 player at his position, maybe 3 this season. But Malcolm Brogdon is always solid. He comes in, runs the show. He's just a solid player. So, man, Caris LeVert and Sabonis pick and roll. I love that. I love how they flip Victor, because make no mistake about it, Victor Oladipo is not the same player. The Rockets just basically are taking all of the stars who have been hurt and hope and are just basically hoping that they get back to form. But they know, you know, those days are over for them. They're basically trying to just, it's time to rebuild. With all these picks they're getting, with the roster they have, it's time to rebuild. I really did like the Rockets roster around James Harden, with Christian Wood, John Wall, and a lot of the guys from last season, PJ Tucker, Eric Gordon, but obviously he just didn't want to be there anymore. It happens like that, you know. He's a superstar. If he wants to leave, he's gonna just pout his way out. They're on a 4, I think, game losing streak. So it was time. It was time for them to make this move, and they did it. But like I said, we'll talk more about the implications around the league with the guys tomorrow and what it means for the Lakers. Because it sounds like, in my opinion, just hearing this trade happen, unless the Lakers make a move, they're cooked this summer. They are not beating them. They are not beating the Nets as constructed with KD, Kyrie, and James Harden on the other side. So some other things about the deal. Jared Allen and Taurean Prince go to the Cavs. I love Jared Allen. I've always liked him and his game and what he does. He's just a rebound shot blocker, and he does it at a high level. Taurean Prince, I think, is a solid starter in the league. He's been coming off the bench for the Nets, and you know he was a starter with the Hawks. That can, you know, do some things for you on the court, but he's not the biggest part of the deal. The biggest part is Jared Allen. The Cavs believe they have a center for the future, but I don't know what that says about Andre Drummond. I think he should be probably on the move here shortly too. So, you know, this trade is going to set off a lot of dominoes going forward around the league. And I think one of the dominoes is going to have to be the Lakers to try to figure out and find another piece to go with their team, because as constructed, I don't believe they can win. They probably believe that they can. If I had to guess, I think Bron and AD are worried, but not like super worried when it comes to this. I think they should be extremely worried, and I think the front office should be extremely worried, and I think they need to make a move. One of my friends, Kingari, shout out to KG, just sent me a text message. We were talking about the deal, and he thinks that Bradley Beal is going to the Lakers. I don't know if that's true. They don't have much to give up for him, and I think that they could get a pretty good deal for Bradley Beal around the league, but it's going to take a move like that, a third piece, to really compete with the Nets, because, man, it's going to be really tough to defend these guys. So I expect that the Lakers stay packed, actually, and I expect that the Brooklyn Nets, man, KD versus LeBron, KD will not come to the fight as a fair fight. He always wants to one-up Bron when they meet in the finals, and he's done it again. They're gonna whoop their ass. If they stay as constructed, they have no shot in beating them. None. They still don't really have anybody to check AD, but it's going to stay 2.0. And it could get ugly pretty quick. So, you know, wow, they really made this deal. It is that is a lot of firepower on one team. It's just a matter of them coexisting. If they can coexist, this can work. If they can't, but I think they do. I think they do coexist, and I do think they make it work. And you know, Kyrie's a special guy, but I think, you know, with the championship on the horizon, will he step into that third tier role? I don't know. It's not really in him. So that's going to be pretty much the question going forward. Is he comfortable in taking that Klay Thompson role where you're just winning every year, but your stats go down? And I'm not sure he is. Klay is a selfless superstar. Not superstar, but star. And he doesn't mind. He just wants to go out there and win. And a lot of people do. But when you're as good as Kyrie, it could be a problem. And like I said at the beginning of this, this could be part of the reason why he's staying away. I know it's part of that he was, you know, upset about what happened at the Capitol, but it seems like that this is all connected. There are never any coincidences in life. If you want to figure something out, you can always connect the dots. And I think that is part of this trade is part of why he's staying away a little bit. So we'll see it play out, and it'll be interesting to see when he does show back up, because I want to see all three of them on the court together. Please, please come back, Kyrie. Like, I want to see how I look tuning in for that one. But yeah, just a quick pod, light 12 minutes. I'll have the guys on tomorrow morning. We'll go a little bit more in depth about this, but man, what a huge, huge trade. What a huge get for Brooklyn. They pulled it off. James did what he could to force it, and he did it. He pouted enough. So you wanted to be here, but you got to make it work now. But from James' perspective, you've won MVP. You've been the guy for so long. Can you step into that role as a third guy and win championships now? I mean, that's what they're pretty much asking you to do. Can you? It's already Kyrie and KD's team. Can you step into that role of being just a guy to do what they need you to do to win championships? So. All of those questions will be answered, and we'll talk to the guys tomorrow about all of it, because I really want to hear Emmett's perspective on how the Lakers should feel going forward. All right. Thanks so much for listening, and peace.